and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and I'm joined with the wonderful Heidi.
Hello.
We are finally together again.
I know. It's so good to be back together again.
I know. The previous, it's been rough. Anyway, the first topic, I have some interesting topics today. It's crazy. The first topic I have for you guys is, so the LDS Church has decided to end their over 100-year relationship. They made this clear, over a century relationship, years, with the Boy Scouts of America.
Right. And the LDS Church is the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Right, right. So effective December 31st, 2019, the church will conclude its relationship as a chartered organization with all scouting programs around the world. And I think they only had the relationship, I don't know what other scouting programs they had, because I don't think they were with the Girl Scouts. But anyway, yeah, December 31st, 2019, they are ending that relationship. They will replace all existing activities with programs for girls and boys, young men and young women, beginning January 2020.
What are the programs they're going to be replacing it with?
They didn't really specify, but they did say that they want to combine it for both the girls and the boys, which I think is amazing, because the Boy Scouts of America is just strictly for boys. Mm-hmm. I remember being, I was like forced to grow up Mormon because I lived in Utah and my brother did Boy Scouts. And I was like, why can't I go to Boy Scouts? This is stupid.
Oh, you didn't do Girl Scouts?
No, the church didn't do that. They're like with something else. I don't know what the Girl Scouts are with.
Oh, they did like their own version of Girl Scouts or something?
No, they just had Boy Scouts. They didn't even let the girls do anything.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's like
Girl Scouts was great. You got cookies.
Right. And that's like the
and
best.
And badges.
Yeah. And so I was just like, I'm not a really religious person now, but like I said, I think it's great because I don't think learning how to live in like the wilderness or kind of just like be resourceful with what's around you is just for boys. Like girls
right.
need to learn that too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because I remember when my brother and cousins would go to Boy Scouts and then the girls would be at home and I'm like, well, what are we going to do? And they're like, oh, we're making cars. The boys would be like, we're making cars for derbies. We're learning how to do this. And my aunt would be like, we're going to cook dinner. I'm like, what?
Oh,
this is horrible.
I would say, though, I was a Girl Scout and I did really enjoy it. I think that the Girl Scouts is a pretty good organization mm-hmm. because like it was fun. We'd like go camping and go hiking. And like I went to Girl Scout camp. And like also I feel like the most memorable thing for me was selling cookies, mostly because I hated it. But then looking back, I realized what a good skill it was because it taught me like how to sell things. And it like I always tell people I got my telephone voice from doing Girl Scouts because
really?
You have to call people and tell them their cookies are ready.
Oh, nice.
And I hated it, but it like taught me how to do that. So I support the Girl Scouts. I mean, they're not a perfect organization, but they were pretty good.
Huh.
You know, I enjoyed it. Although I think it's a little strange for like the church to like partner with the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. I think that's,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't really understand why that would be necessary, but you know,
yeah.
I guess you can, but I don't know. You can join any of the scouting organizations.
Right.
I just don't necessarily think the church has to partner with them.
Right.
But that's my opinion.
Exactly. And I don't think you need to be like religious to join.
No, not at all.
So, yeah, but that's just personal opinion. I'm glad you learned that in the Girl Scouts. I don't have a telephone voice.
And the voice you're hearing now is Ariane's telephone
really,
voice.
It is. Yeah, don't call. If customer service, even my best friend has a telephone voice, and then she has her regular voice. Even my sisters, I'm like, why don't I have a telephone voice?
It's good for customer service. It is. Yeah. So if you call me, you'll get my nice little like, hello. And like, it's all chirpy. And then once I like, oh, it's you. Oh, then yeah. it's all gone.
Yeah, I don't have one of those. Maybe I should get one.
Yeah, it's nice.
I don't know. I'm just nice to customer service people when I call.
Oh, that's important.
Department. Anyway, the church made a statement saying that this new approach is intended to help all girls and boys, all young women and young men to discover their eternal identity. Build character and resilience, develop life skills, and fulfill their divine roles as daughters and sons of God.
Yeah.
I really like that they're including girls now.
Yeah, good for them.
Yes. Their focus of this new change is to help children and youth strengthen their faith through their religion. And then they also say that this new experience will also focus on setting and achieving goals to develop spiritually, socially, physically, and intellectually, which is also great for both the girls and the boys.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I don't know, I'm not an expert in this category, but when was the last time, like, the Church of Latter-day Saints made, like, big, like, updates like that?
Right.
Like, I feel like that's pretty good of them, you know? It's like when the Catholic Church finally said that the earth wasn't flat, you know? Like, good for y'all. I'm glad that...
Way to catch up with the rest of us.
We're getting there.
Right. And yeah, I feel like because if you know anything, I don't know a whole lot about the church, okay? I was like forced to grow up in it, but only until I was able to learn how to speak for myself and be like, I don't want to go. But they do focus a lot on growing the men and getting the men prepared, especially to go out for their missions and stuff, because they do that right when they're 18, 19, like right after high school. So I think that was like their main focus, to make sure they're prepared for that. The girls don't have to do their missions like at all, or if they do, it's like after they turn 21.
I didn't know they didn't have to. I thought girls had to do it as well.
No, it's not required. They can if they want to. They do have to like talk to the bishop and ask, like, I don't know if it's like a permission thing or just get like qualified or something like
interesting.
That.
Interesting. I feel like we're going to get a lot of hate mail for this.
Yeah, I know, right? Sorry.
Sorry, everyone.
But yeah. I do like that they're including the women in what they're doing now.
Yeah, it's like an inclusive mission. That's good.
Right, exactly. Include everybody. Mm-hmm. The church also said that this is because with the church growing to a worldwide organization, a lot of its members live outside the United States, which blew my mind because I thought a lot of them were in the United States. I didn't know. I know that the guys go on their and girls go on their missions outside of the country, but I didn't know they were like, I don't want to say recruiting, but bringing in like people that much.
Oh, you know I used to get a lot of internet ads for the LDS church, and they would, and I was like, what the heck is this? So then I clicked on it, which you shouldn't do, because then you're just going to get a bunch more of them. But then I was like, what is going on with this? And like, it was like a segment about like this particular one was about like South America and people talking about like being a part of the LDS church in South America, like people who were native to that area.
Right.
So I don't know. That was interesting. I didn't really know that either.
At least they're staying up with technology.
Yeah,
too,
they're trying. They had some eye catching ads. I will give them that.
Wow. With them being such a worldwide organization and having a lot of the members living outside the United States, they said with this trend accelerating, they feel the need to create and implement a uniform leadership and development program that serves its members globally, which is great but I just hope they stick with it though, because I know that people or places, organizations, whatever, say that they're going to do a lot of things, but then still kind of stick to the old ways. Like, they want to sound like they're keeping up with the times or moving along with the times, but they don't really. Or it's like a little bit slower until something happens and they're like, well, you said you were going to do this. Why is it not happening? Kind of thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. I see what you mean.
Right.
I mean, I feel like it's a good idea. Although, also, I'm like wondering, how is are the Boy Scouts going to be okay after this? Like, the church is stepping away. I feel like that's a big part of Boy Scout like support.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it is. And I know that a lot of Boy Scout, like people who know the Boy Scouts, refer to it as a church thing, even though it's not specifically just a church thing. And that's why I put an end note here, is that the Boy Scouts, after reading this, I read another article that the Boy Scouts of America are currently in talks with financial advisors. The church has deep pockets.
Yeah.
They got deep pockets. And they are possibly going to be filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the future.
Oh.
But I don't think it's just because the church is leaving. They've also had a lot of lawsuits against them for abuse kind of situations.
Yeah, or like being exclusive. Yeah. And, yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah. And they can't, you know, currently with, I read another article, currently with them, they're trying to fund anybody's like, what are they called? Psychology or when you go to a shrink, what are those people called?
Like a therapist?
The therapist, yeah. Over here, like when my brain is going down.
I mean, you could have used any of those terms. You would have been fine.
Yeah, but they're paying for the therapists for these people and these kids. And they said for an extended amount of time, like until they feel like they don't need it anymore. And that could be for the rest of somebody's life.
Are those people who have felt like victimized by the Boy Scouts? Oh.
Yeah, so the victims. And those were the lawsuits, like the settlements. That's what was included. It's like,
oh my
gosh.
You have
to pay for these people's therapy until they say they're done with therapy. And some people are never done with
therapy. Yeah, exactly.
So.
Oh, wow.
That's an end note there. Yeah, they could be filing for bankruptcy, man. Chapter 11, because of. And I think that's maybe why also that the church decided to back away. They don't want
the bad press.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I feel like the Boy Scouts are falling out of popular, like, culture, I guess. Like, it's not popular. It's not cool to be part of the Boy Scouts.
Right.
I don't know if it was ever cool to be in the Boy Scouts, but it was more common.
Right.
I feel like it's a lot less common now.
It is. I don't think people really care about, you know, living in the wilderness. Yeah,
or like wearing that outfit.
Serious, it's not attractive.
Yeah, so I don't think people want to do that anymore.
Right, so right before we go on a quick break, I want to let you all know that there is a special deal going on with Audible. And if you're, when with all the things you're thinking of to give everyone this season and buying and sending, sharing, whatever, don't forget to think of yourself, please, because I know a lot of people, including myself, forget or just tell yourself, you know, oh, I don't need anything. Anyway, if you're anything like me who's always on the go and you really like to read, give yourself the gift of listening with Audible. Audible has an unbeatable selection of books right now. And for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price, guys. So for more information, just go to audible.com/GSMC social or text GSMC social to 500500. Again, for more information, go to audible.com/GSMC social or text GSMC social to 500500. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more social media news.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. We're going to move on to our next story, which is actually about staying off your smartphone to win cash. I don't know if I would be able to do this. I would try.
Got to stay off social media, off right. The Insta.
Yeah, all social media. Actually, not really social media. It's just staying off your smartphone.
Mm. So, yeah. Oh, okay.
Anyway, Vitamin Water is offering $100,000. If it was more, I would probably want to do that.
Really? $100,000 isn't enough?
I don't know. It's just like, you know, people use their phones for everything.
That's true.
And for
that's
a whole year.
That's true. I wouldn't know how to get anywhere.
Yeah. I know. You would have to go back. I don't know if you're old enough. Do you remember Google Maps? Or not really Google Maps, but it is MapQuest. Remember MapQuest?
I do remember that. Or like I would have to use a landline phone to call someone. Could I use someone else's cell phone?
No. Okay. So let me, let's go through the story. I'll tell you all about this.
Oh, good. I need to win my 100K.
Right. So it's 100K for someone who can stay off their smartphone for one whole year. All you need to do is submit a post on Twitter or Instagram, obviously using your smartphone for that, with the hashtags no phone for a year and hashtag contest, and then outline what you would do if you couldn't swipe or scroll for a year. So it's not that hard. You do have to be over the age of 18 or older to qualify for this. Mm-hmm. But the deadline to enter is January 8th, 2019, and the contestant will be chosen around-ish January 22nd. So if you are chosen, the contestant will be given a 1996-era cell phone for the year. So that's like one with actual buttons. Probably is a flip phone. I don't know.
This is so embarrassing. I don't even know what that looks like.
I think it's they showed a picture
not even a flip phone?
No, I don't even think. Yeah, like the picture they showed was, do you remember that movie Clueless?
Yeah.
The ones that they had. Like those big things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they say they'll give you one of these 1996 style cell phones. You can't use a smartphone or tablet, not even those belonging to other people, but you can use laptops and desktop computers.
Okay. Not too bad.
Right. You can still call. Maybe. I don't know if you can even text on those. Can you text?
I feel like you can. I mean, slowly, really slowly.
I remember my first phone was like one of those old-fashioned Nokia phones.
Was it the slide?
No, it wasn't even a slide. It was before the slide.
Yeah, my dad, he loved his phone like that. He kept that for ages because he was like, I could use it while I'm working out. He would put his cell phone in a Ziploc bag so that the sweat wouldn't get in so he could talk to you on the phone when he's working out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was like, man, working, doing all the life hacks. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I mine even had an antenna that you had to pull out.
Oh, yeah.
If you were in dead zones. And then the only game on that phone was Snake.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I'm old, y'all. That tells you how old I was. I had to pay for my own first cell phone when I was a senior in high school.
so you could get the good phone. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. And I was like, I remember when flip phones came out. I was like, I want a flip phone.
Man, the best phone I ever had was a Razor phone. That was great. You could not kill those things. They were wonderful.
Yeah. I think I had one just for a limited time because then I was like, there was one that made like a clicky sound when you opened it. And I was like, I want the clicky sound. Don't ask me why. I think I was like 22, 23.
Oh, man. My friend lost his Razor phone in a couch for months and then found it later and then turned it on and it still worked.
What?
Yeah. They were great.
Those were amazing.
Now I drop my phone and like everything's lost.
Broken.
Yeah. It's all gone.
The screen, the back, the corners. It doesn't even work.
Right. The home button for whatever reason.
Exactly. Oh, God. That's horrible. But, if you get through the full year, you get the $100,000. If you only get through 6 months, you only get $10,000. It just drops. It's like you couldn't even do that.
That's just pity cash.
I know, right? You try. I guess I'd be like, what about 1 month? Do I still get the $10,000? Vitamin Water will be verifying the person's honesty by making that person submit to a lie detector test.
Oh.
Yeah. So they have to go in and be like, take that test. And are you going to use a smartphone? No. That's a lie. I wonder if they have Mari Povich there for that. I like a lot of more. The lie detector test determined. Okay, sorry, guys. The Vitamin Water states that this is an opportunity to make a stance against routine and do something uniquely different with their time.
That's good. I support that. I need to detox from my smartphone.
It's nice to once in a while. Yeah, but
turn it off, put it away.
Yeah, I know a lot of people do, like nowadays, do business with just phones. Like even though they have laptops and tablets and all that, they won't even use those. They'll still do their entire business on their phone.
Yep, I could see that. Yeah, I probably have like a smartphone addiction. It's probably just like it goes everywhere with me.
Yeah, it's not mine good. Does. Mine doesn't leave my. I mean, I let my kids take it, but other than that, it's like give me my phone.
Oh yeah,
and check
for
it for
sure.
No reason. Nobody's calling
you. Yeah, exactly. There's nothing even on it.
Right.
Yeah.
This is unfortunate, actually, because the decks seem to be stacked against millennials because they did a test and or not a test research. And they said that over 92% of them own a smartphone, according to some kind of research that, like I just said. 85% of Gen Xers have smartphones. 67% of baby boomers have smartphones. I didn't know they know how to use those. I know my pops is one.
What do you use? So if they don't have smartphones, are they having like the old brick phones or are they just like going landline?
Like, wow. Yeah, landline. Like my pops was born in 57. He was definitely a baby boomer kind of guy. And he couldn't care less to have a phone. He's like, why? I don't even know how to work it.
My mom loves her smartphone.
I know.
I get all of the emojis all the time.
Like
I get the bit emojis, like everything for every occasion.
There's those ones that like to stay up with technology, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Then there's the ones like my pops, and he's just like, for what? I feel you, pops. That's okay.
Yeah, no, that's good.
But yeah, and then they also said that people ages 18 to 34 spend over 2.5 hours a day just consuming entertainment content on their phone.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Not even business or anything
oh
like that.
Oh my gosh. That's probably me. That's oh man.
I feel like that's me a little bit.
Oh God, that's so depressing.
It is. Perspective, right? You're like, dang it.
I know. It's probably why, like, my eyes hurt all the time, you know? Right? Looking at a tiny little screen.
Huh. You got to turn the blue light off.
I do. I do have to.
Yeah. A study also done earlier this year said that 43% of millennials check their phones at least every 20 minutes. Minimum every 20 minutes. Like, it could be, like, every 10 minutes or whatever, but they're, like, at least every 20 minutes, they're checking their phone. That's me. I'm going to check my phone. I know I don't have no text. I know nobody called me. I'm just going to look at it and be like, oh, I'm still not important. Okay,
yeah.
Moving
still no calls.
Right. But it's like I said, the rules specify that you had to be over 18. I could totally do this.
You should. Vitamin water. Take the cash.
Yeah, I'll take the cash.
Yeah, it's fine.
I could only do this for 6 months. Because then I'd be like, I got things to do.
Well, also because something like Instagram is like kind of phasing out their platform that's on your computer.
Yeah.
So they're going to be just on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So some like platforms, you can't even do it at all on your computer, only your phone.
Right. That is, I know that with Instagram, even when it was on your computer or tablet, there were only certain things that you could do. Like you couldn't even do all the things.
You can't post
that
a picture.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird. I was just like, why? What's the point then? Just get it on your phone. I don't know. But I thought that was crazy. $10,000, anybody can apply. Not anybody, that's a lie. You have to be 18 or over. 18 or over, anybody in that area can apply. Or, you know, like I said, hashtag no phone for a year and hashtag contest. Outline what you would do if you couldn't swipe or scroll for a whole year.
Man, this would be a good, we should do this on the podcast. We should try and join the competition. And then if they pick us, we'll just do a podcast update.
I know.
Although I don't know what I would do if I'm not around a computer so that I can't check the internet for random facts that don't matter.
Exactly. Well, we would have to open up another window or something.
Oh God, that'd be terrible.
See, maybe I can't do this because I'm sitting over here right now on my phone with my
like,
notes.
What are we gonna do if like someone will say a song and I'll be like, oh man, who wrote that song? And then I have to go immediately to my smartphone to check.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I have to like write it down on a piece of paper and do it later when I'm at a computer.
Exactly.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's horrible.
No. Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Yeah. I could totally do this in my dreams.
I wouldn't even have an alarm clock. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the alarm clock situation is rough. My son, his phone got broken and he's like, Mom, will you wake me up in the morning? I bought this fool an alarm clock and he doesn't use it. I'm like, dude, it's right there. So he's like, you didn't wake me up. I'm like, ah, really? Set it yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, before we're going to take a quick break, I do want to mention that there is a current deal going on with Audible right now. So with all the things you're thinking of to give everyone this season, don't forget to think of yourself. If you're anything like me, who's always on the go, but really like to read, give yourself the gift of listening with Audible. Audible has an unbeatable selection of audiobooks. They have, what do they have? They have biographies. They have... This is not so, bestsellers, motivations, mysteries, thrillers, all the above. The list goes on. Right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price right now. So for more information, go to audible.com/GSMC social or text GSMC social to 500500. Again, that's audible.com/GSMC social or text GSMC social to 500500. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to talk about more social media news.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Our last story has to do with Kanye versus Drake.
Of course it does. Yeah. Kanye coming back.
He's always in the social media some mess. I don't know. At least it's not mess with the president this time.
Yeah. Just Drake.
I know.
Close to the president, though.
Right? So anyway, I'm going to give you like a little bit of a preview, and then we're going to rewind back to the beginning of the story. So the Wests are claiming that, West meaning Kim and Kanye, mm-hmm. are claiming that Drake has threatened to hurt their family and sent him a heads up that if anything happens, there will be hell to pay, according to them. So basically, Kanye said Drake called him on the phone and threatened physical harm to him, which I don't know. I think Drake can take him.
I'm not saying anything like terrible about Kanye, but if you have seen the pictures of him recently, the dad bod is really coming in.
Oh yeah,
like he can wear the big sweaters as much as he wants, but I see it in his face.
Oh yeah,
and totally. It's coming in. And Drake, you know, he doesn't have that going on right now. I think he has a better chance.
Yeah.
Sorry to say, Kanye.
Sorry, yeah. And he had like a complex self-esteem issue with his weight before, and he even like put that on blast where he was like, I was out getting liposuction, and I'm like, so?
Drake?
No, Kanye.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Oh, man.
So anyway, on Thursday, Kanye goes to Twitter, and he says, tagging Drake or whatever, you threatened the life of me and my family, never threatened North, Saint, and Chicago's dad, bro.
So it's not even never threatened my kids. It's never threatened my kid's dad, aka right. me.
Yeah, exactly. And then this guy is crazy. And then on Friday, this is the best part. Kim, this is not the best part. This is one of the good parts, but the best part's later. Kim went to Twitter, like she does, and she saying, Drake never threatened my husband or our family. Kanye paved the West the way for there to be a Drake.
So Kim is going against what Kanye
said.
Right,
yeah.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I don't know.
I mean, also, I do feel like Kanye is in music. He has helped a lot of people. Like, he has helped Drake.
Yeah.
But like, which is fine. I just think that's weird that you would then go out on Twitter and then go against what your husband said.
Right.
And then try and make it better by saying, oh, but he's great and helped Drake.
Right.
But he's also wrong.
And it's weird that she would go and say that, because there was a previous interview with her and she was just like, I'll always have my husband's back, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
exactly.
like, what is wrong with you? You just contradicted everything he said right now.
I know. She must have been really mad.
She could have been.
I would be really mad. Like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah. Anyway, so she's crazy. Just like him. They're perfect for each other.
They are.
So then she said, my husband is the most brilliant person, the most genius person that I know. He has broken so many boundaries, everything from music, stage design, fashion and culture, and will continue to change the world. Yeah.
I mean, that is supportive, but
I'm not comment on that. Let's rewind back to the beginning of the beef that was going on. So what happened was
oh gosh
Kanye had posted a screenshot from his phone, you know, the one with the code 00000.
Yeah, exactly. Then we all know the password too.
Right. This dude is crazy. Supposedly showing that someone from Drake's team had reached out to clear like one of Kanye's songs for a project Drake was doing. I guess he wanted to use one of his like songs or maybe beats or something, because I know he's a producer. And then he said, apparently for a while, Drake has been taking shots at Kanye on some of his recent tracks. So Kanye was a bit upset and felt like Drake was being a fraud. So with the people from Drake's team contacting Kanye, talking about, can we use this music of yours? But then Drake, like, taking shots at him. Kanye, of course, went to Twitter and social media again. And that's when, like, the beef went off. So Kanye was like, I've been trying to meet with you for 6 months, bro. How you gonna sneak this on tracks? Then text Chris talking about, how's the family? So why wouldn't you just text him or call him that and say that?
Like, I guess Kanye's thing is, like, he's been trying to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's what he's saying. But it's also weird because it's on Twitter and you're famous and I'm not going to believe anything you say anyway.
Seriously, especially with his rap sheet right now.
Right. So I'm like, so did you actually try that? Or, like, maybe he contacted Drake's people because Drake's people contacted Kanye, so Drake doesn't even know what talking about. Like, I don't know.
This could all just be a he said, she said kind of mess.
I feel like it's going in that direction.
Yeah. So Kanye said that Drake did end up calling him, but just to threaten him, basically. So, and there's, like, been no word from Drake on this either. I'm like, I was looking, I was just like, what's Drake got to say? I didn't find nothing.
Hmm. And of course, a phone call, you have no record of that.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just all like, oh, did he really call you? Come on now. Anyway, Conway went to Twitter again and said, Drake, if anything happens to me or my family, you are the first suspect. Cut the tough talk. Really, man? Really? I feel like there's a lot of people that would be suspects, not just Drake.
Also, what does Drake have to, like, what is his motivation? What does he have to gain from that?
Nothing. You wouldn't let me use a song? I don't know.
Exactly. Like, oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, this God. Dude is, I don't know. He's doing the most. Kanye said that Drake is running around like Tupac with no regard for human life or Kanye's family and acting like he's a gangster. That is rude altogether, because don't say that he's like Tupac, because Tupac was amazing, and that's just a personal opinion there. I'm just like, I don't know. After he said he's running around acting like he's a gangster, he also said, you're trying to be a bully, and I've never been bullied in life, and I never will. That's why I made it this far in a pink polo. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, that's funny. I think it means, like, he's, like, soft, you know? Like, he's not hard, but because he's so good, no one makes fun of him, even though he's not cool.
Right.
You know, he's, like, wearing a pink polo, and he's, like, people try and take shots at me, but
it's, like, not going to happen.
Yes, I won't take it or something. That's funny. I feel like that's better than some of his lyrics. He should put that in his song.
Right, there you go.
That's better.
I feel like he talks about being bullied a lot, though, because I remember on the on the one we did about SNL, he went off on a rant about, I'm not going to be bullied. They were trying to bully me backstage.
Right, I feel like he, like, tries to victimize himself a lot.
Right.
So I feel like this is a contradiction. But, you know,
What
do I know?
Exactly. Kanye's last words with this were, I'm ye, bro. Remember that I love you and would never intentionally hurt you. That's what I've been saying to you. You would be sad if something happened to me. I'm up for talking. We need to show all these fans that black men can talk without someone ending up dead or in jail. And then he said, you are disrespectful to all people with mental health conditions. So this is an opportunity for growth. What the passive aggressive mess was that? Are you serious?
Oh my gosh. Also, didn't Kanye say that he didn't have mental health issues and he was just sleep deprived?
Right.
One day I feel like this will be a book that someone sells at, like, Urban Outfit or something like that, where they'll just take all of Kanye's, like, things that he said, like, in his song lyrics or Twitter, and just put them in a picture book.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's what they're gonna do.
That's what Stephen Colbert did with all Donald Trump's tweets.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, totally made a book and sold it, and they've been getting paid for that. I feel like somebody needs to do... Let's do that for Kanye.
Yeah, we should, do that. We'll become rich.
I know, right?
We don't need the vitamin water challenge. I know. We can make it ourselves.
Exactly. But I don't know. Kanye, if he's not... I just feel like if he's not going to the White House to stir some trouble up there, yeah. Just bring himself...
And tell us what his password is.
Yeah, I know, right? Just here you go. Somebody take his phone. That he's going to stir it up with somebody else or anything else. I don't know. This dude has issues.
You know, Kanye needs to do the smartphone challenge. He should, like, detox off of, like,
yeah.
Social media or a smartphone, something like that. He probably has assistance for that, but, like, you know, he should.
Him and Mr. Trump need to.
Yeah, I should take a little break, you know? Step back a bit.
Right. Which that will be a whole nother one because he went off on Trump.
That'll be another episode.
Yeah, it will. Thank you so much for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Join us again next time for more media news.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.